News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. One person has died in a house fire near Tomahawk. The fire was at W4670 East Pine Shore Lane, northeast of Tomahawk. That fire reported by a man who had arrived at the home to plow snow at 1:34 p.m. He saw flames coming from blown-out windows upon his arrival. He also saw tire tracks and wheelchair tracks in the fresh snow. Investigators believe the 70-year-old male that lived there is the victim. WSAU is withholding the name until the relatives can be notified. The victim's wife was away from the home in Wausau at the time of the fire. The coroner and the state fire marshal are on the scene and have been most of the afternoon and evening. The death toll is continuing to go up in that sinking ferry following the accident in the waters of South Korea. Investigators are trying to figure out just what did happen.
The Coast Guard says that he veered off the prescribed course. Media reports say that he was trying to take a shortcut, and in doing so, perhaps struck a rock, or there's some indication that maybe he made a very abrupt turn, thus throwing all the cargo in the ship over to one size, and which then made the ship lose its balance and capsize.
That's GRN reporter Jason Strother going on the record with Greta Van Susteren. Strother says over 270 passengers, mostly high school students, are still missing. One of Wisconsin's largest construction firms has agreed to pay $4 million to settle an FBI investigation into some of its billing practices. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Milwaukee said yesterday that Mirren Construction of Neenah signed a non-prosecution agreement in February. Mirren was alleged to have billed its labor costs improperly in cost-plus fee arrangements for building projects at five Wisconsin school districts: Abbotsford, Marathon, DC Everest, De Pere, and Wanakee. As part of the settlement, Mirren agreed to change some of its accounting practices. It also agreed to allow an independent monitor to oversee its operations. Power outages in the Northwoods due to the snowstorm pretty much cleaned up for the most part. WPS had crews from several districts in the Northwoods taking care of business. At one point, over 6,000 people out of power. Now they're down to less than 500. Most of those are scattered outages they're still working to clean up. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher for tonight: decreasing clouds down to 23. Your Friday will be partly cloudy, turning partly sunny, still cooler than it really should be, high of 46. Friday night, partly cloudy down to 27. Saturday, some clouds and showers possible in the evening, high 49. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, some showers in the morning and afternoon, high 57. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.